There's analysis that says investment in the CHIPS and Science Act will create 1 million, more than 1 million construction jobs alone over the next 6 years, building semiconductor factories in America.
1 million jobs. That's what President Biden said on August 9, 2022. He was at the White House signing the CHIPS and Science Act. That's a lot of jobs for one piece of legislation to create. Other presidents have promised the same. In this episode of C-SPAN's The Weekly, from presidential candidates to presidents who were elected, from Reagan to Biden, Republicans and Democrats alike, we present the Million Jobs Presidential Promise. September 14, 1993, at the White House, time to sign the North American Free Trade Agreement. On stage, former presidents Gerald Ford and Jimmy Carter and George H.W. Bush. Speaking, then current president Bill Clinton.
I believe that NAFTA will create 1 million jobs in the first 5 years of its impact. And I believe that that is many more jobs than will be lost, as inevitably some will be, as always happens when you open up the mix to a new range of competition. NAFTA will generate these jobs by fostering an export boom to Mexico, by tearing down tariff walls, which have been lowered quite a bit by the present administration of President Salinas, but are still higher than Americans.
That was one moment from a long line of presidents, before and after Clinton, promising millions of jobs from their programs. For NAFTA, the millions of jobs figure even returned during the next administration. On September 8, 2001, President George W. Bush welcomed Mexican President Vicente Fox to the White House. The occupant in the Oval Office had changed from a Democrat to a Republican, but the millions of jobs from NAFTA rhetoric remained intact.
Since 1994, the free trade agreement amongst our two countries and Canada has created millions of jobs and lifted millions of lives.
President Bush didn't specify how many millions of new jobs, but he was quite specific 2 years later, on April 15, 2003, announcing a different policy initiative.
It is important for you all to understand, and for our fellow Americans to understand, the tax relief I have proposed and will push for until enacted will create 1.4 million new jobs by the end of 2004.
Taxes and the Million Jobs Pledge have been linked by other presidents. Here's Ronald Reagan, February 18, 1981, presenting his economic proposals to Congress.
This plan is aimed at reducing the growth in government spending and taxing, reforming and eliminating regulations which are unnecessary and unproductive or counterproductive, and encouraging a consistent monetary policy aimed at maintaining the value of the currency. If enacted in full, this program can help America create 13 million new jobs, nearly 3 million more than we would have without these measures.
Some presidential nominees lost despite making the million jobs promise. Let's hear from both parties. First, from March 26, 2004, here's Democrat John Kerry.
We will renew America's competitiveness, make tough budget choices, and invest in our future. My pledge and my plan is for 10 million new jobs in the next 4 years.
And from the August 30th, 2012 Republican National Convention, here's Mitt Romney.
I'm running for president to help create a better future, a future where everyone who wants a job can find a job, where no senior fears for the security of their retirement. An America where every parent knows that their child will get an education that leads them to a good job and a bright horizon. And unlike the president, I have a plan to create 12 million new jobs.
President Barack Obama made the millions of jobs promise when he was talking about green jobs. Here he is on June 29, 2009, and listen for the word could.
These incentives will finally make clean energy the profitable kind of energy. And that will lead to the development of new technologies that lead to new industries that could create millions of new jobs in America, jobs that can't be shipped overseas.
And here's President Obama a few days later, July 2, 2009.
And last Friday, the House of Representatives passed an extraordinary piece of legislation that would make renewable energy the profitable kind of energy in America. It will reduce our dependence on foreign oil. It will prevent the worst consequences of climate change. And above all, it holds the promise of millions of new jobs. Jobs, by the way, that can't be outsourced.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
After Barack Obama, the next Democratic presidential candidate gave a specific number for jobs creation. From her October 19, 2016 debate with Donald Trump, here's Hillary Clinton.
So we are going to have the wealthy pay their fair share. We're going to have corporations make a contribution greater than they are now to our country. That is a plan that has been analyzed by independent experts, which said that it could produce 10 million new jobs. By contrast, Donald's plan has been analyzed to conclude it might lose 3.5 million jobs.
Hillary Clinton mentioned Donald Trump's plan that had us wondering, how many jobs did Trump himself promise? Well, here's candidate Donald Trump, September 15, 2016, at the Economic Club of New York.
Over the next 10 years, our economic team estimates that under our plan, the economy will average 3.5% growth and create a total of 25 million new jobs. You can visit our website. Just look at the math. It works.
25 million. That's got to be the most promised by a candidate, right? Actually, no. 25 million is 5 million less than what George H.W. Bush promised August 18, 1988, when he accepted the Republican presidential nomination.
And if we continue to grow at our current rate, we will be able to produce 30 million jobs in the next 8 years. And we will do it by maintaining our commitment to free and fair trade, by keeping government spending down, and by keeping taxes down.
A 30 million jobs over 8 years promise from George H.W. Bush. Is there a downside to making such a promise of essentially 15 million new jobs in 4 years? Well, here's one. This zinger from Bill Clinton 4 years later. July 16, 1992, accepting the Democratic nomination for president to challenge President Bush.
Now, 4 years ago, he promised 15 million new jobs by this time, and he's over 14 million short. Al Gore and I can do better.
1 month later, at the August 20th, 1992 Republican convention, President Bush gave his nomination acceptance speech. After 4 years as president, his once lofty jobs goal had shrunk considerably.
Americans want jobs, and on January 28th, I put before Congress a plan to create jobs. And if it had been passed back then, 500,000 more Americans would be at work right now. But in a nation that demands action, Congress has become the master of inaction.
And now a historical footnote. In this podcast, we've played what presidents and presidential candidates have promised about jobs, simply presenting the language they used. Were the promises kept? We leave to others to determine their accuracy or if their goals were achieved. But it is worth noting that in 2018, Washington Post fact-checker Glenn Kessler reported on Bill Clinton's 1993 statement you heard that, "I believe that NAFTA will create a million jobs in the first 5 years of its impact." Glenn Kessler discovered it was said in error, a result of a staff mix-up. In Kessler's words, Clinton had not even intended to make this prediction, that it was indeed the result of a sloppy error. Glenn Kessler also did a fact check on the clip we opened with, President Biden saying, "There is an analysis that says investment in the CHIPS and Science Act will create more than 1 million construction jobs." Kessler's verdict? The fact checker wrote on August 18, 2022, "The real number was just 6,200, according to the Industry Commission report cited as the source for Pinocchio's." And now our bonus clip. The promises you've heard about millions of jobs have involved government programs. Has any president or presidential candidate explained how to get millions of jobs without government? Well, here's one. From November 2, 1992, independent presidential candidate Ross Perot.
"I understand the importance of the small business. Companies grow old and die like people. You've got to keep planting acorns to have mighty oak trees. The small businesses are the acorns. Now then, the challenge is to have it to grow into a mighty oak. We need to have an environment where the small businesses can grow and thrive. If the 6 million small businesses and the 80 million people who work there will show up on Tuesday and vote for me, we, in a matter of months, will change the rules so that small businesses can grow and thrive." Now, I get excited about this. I'm a mathematician. I love multipliers. If 6 million small businesses hire one person, that's 6 million new jobs. If they hire two people, that's 12 million new jobs. If they hire three, it's 18 million. If the Fortune 500 hires one, that's 500. You with me? That's where the multiplier is. That's where tomorrow is. That's where we can create that base of great new jobs.
That's it for this episode of C-SPAN's The Weekly. We love multipliers, too. So right now, go to cspan.org and search and clip and share from the free C-SPAN video library. Your friends and family will celebrate what you found, and they'll search too. And then, more clips, in more places, and lots more fun. Now that's a multiplier. It's our million clips promise. Thanks for listening, and happy searching.